Grills. Stay with Tina Cook Grills.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Scott T, and Tina Goodrich on the phone for because it's time for what?
Let's talk real estate.
Talk yes.
Real estate.
With Tina Goodrich.
Let's talk real estate. Maybe there'll be some
let's talk
some,
laundry.
Some wash some clothes.
Real estate.
Some, yeah, some wash talk too. But first, we hear that there's a new person in the family, or at least in your real estate family.
Yeah, we talked about a couple weeks ago about a new agent coming on board, and that agent did come on with Jake Way, Lanice Karasha.
Lanice Karasha?
Yeah.
Okay.
She is now joined the Jake Way team, and I'm so excited because we're going to be doing some co-agency together.
So who'd you steal her from?
I didn't steal her. She actually wanted to advance herself to another real estate company. And Jakeway's got some great training programs, you know, that if you're young and you're in the upcoming in real estate, you know, once you get your license, you know, there's still so much to learn.
Right.
I mean, getting your license is just the first step of becoming a realtor. But it takes years of practice, you know, of actually doing real estate with contracts to be able to get comfortable with it and for your clients to be comfortable mm-hmm. with you, because these are the most expensive items that we purchase right. in a lifetime.
Yeah, no
it's
doubt.
It's a lot of money. And we, as buyers and sellers, we need to know that that realtor is going to be able to, you know, stand behind what they say and be able to sell it.
Yeah. Now, when you choose a co-agent to work with you, do you have your own Tina Goodrich? What's the word, Scott?
Looking at me?
Yeah, I am. I love when I forget words like that.
You mean like when I'm doing my, well, for instance, you know, I'm going to be doing some listings, and I will be the lead listing on any of my listings that I get in, and I'll bring in Lanice to do some co-agency mm-hmm. with me. So she'll be a co-agent.
Yeah. Does that mean you have to share?
Yeah, that's what. Yes, it does. But what I was going to ask is, do you have your own specific training program for working yeah. with you?
Oh, for myself.
Yes.
Well, no, just how, you know, just my own preference of how I do things. I've been a realtor now for 18 years, and I do things, you know, as each realtor does things their own way. So no, this will be new for me. I don't have a training program implemented for a co-agent because we're independent agents. Lanice will be her own independent agent. I'll be my own independent agent. But when agents work together, then they split, you know.
Does that make you codependent?
Well,
a little bit, yeah.
A little bit, sure. Yeah. You know, I will be depending on Lanice to do some of the work as far as maybe some of the open houses or maybe some of the showings that I might not be able to be there. Lanice will be able to step in, and she's young. She's hungry. She's in the upcoming.
Well, you should
she
feed
wants
her.
To
yeah,
learn.
Feed her.
Because yeah,
you're a good
really
cook.
Yeah. Well, she really wants to learn more about real estate, and coming to Jake Way gives her an opportunity to get some of the training she might have not gotten, you know, from her previous real
right.
estate company. Jake Way has a great training program. Again, our headquarters is in Kalamazoo, and a lot of the training happens there. So she'll be, as soon as you get on board, they're putting you right into the training program. So she'll be, you know, 2 or 3 days of doing training and learning the contracts, learning the legal system. Jakeway has a great legal department. When we're dealing with contracts, these are all legal contracts. So we need a legal department sometimes to look over our contracts to make yeah. sure that we're doing the right thing and that we're signing the right thing.
Yeah. Does that mean that you finally hit the big time when you've got your own co-agent?
Well, I think a lot of agents do some co-agency together. It's not so much you've hit the big time. It just, as most people know, we've recently purchased the Village Coin Laundry Mat. So we are running Goodies Wash and Go now. And I am still doing my real estate. Of course, after 18 years, I can't let that go. That's my pride and joy.
Yeah.
But I'm also an entrepreneur in both, you know, in both avenues here. So I love the excitement of owning our own business. Yeah.
So how do you deal with this? Because, you know, in the video world that I'm in, and I sell somebody a video, and then I come out there, and instead of me coming out there, someone else comes out there, sometimes like, well, I was hiring you. How do you deal with that?
Well, when I take a listing on, I will be bringing Lanice on as a co-agent. I will be introducing her to my clients as a co-agent. So I won't be bringing her on blindsided to the client. They'll know that she'll be doing some co-agencies, helping me do some open houses, helping me with getting your listing sold. You are now going to have two agents that will be helping you sell your home.
Do you tell your clients, they call me first, and then if you can't get a hold of me, you call her? Or you just say, just call me, and then I'll forward anything to her? Or how do you do that?
Well, once we get started with doing some co-agencies, and of course that we're both on the listings, if a buyer happens to call and I can't get there, or vice versa for Lanice, if she can't make it to one of her listings, then I'll be happy to step in and do the same for her for showing. You work out a partnership. Again, we work under contracts. Even agents work under contracts when we're working together.
Yeah.
So when we're doing this, we go right under contract immediately. So there's no questions asked when it comes to payday.
Mason, about 40 seconds for a question here.
Okay, so do you have an exclusive agreement with her, or is she a free agent and she can co-agent with some other people too?
She could co-agent with somebody else if she wanted to, but she probably will. You know, this is quite a lot for Lanice. She's in her first few years of real estate. Mm-hmm. So having a mentor take you under your wing, you're kind of, you know, under their wing. So you want to learn as much as you can from that agent, how they're listing, how they're selling, and take all the pointers you can.
Yeah.
So now this is going to be a great advantage for Lanice to good come under my wing.
Yeah, good opportunity for you both, for sure.
Yes, both.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we'll have more real estate talk with Tina Goodrich on Let's Talk Real Estate with Tina Goodrich on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Rob Bird's
Moondog Show! If you have branches hanging over your roof or weakened rotting trees near your home, then call UFC Tree Care. At UFC Tree Care, we specialize in preventing the devastating damage that can be caused to your home or property, because the chances of that happening are greatly increased with winter weather. If you don't already have a tree service, call us for a free quote. Go to UFCTreeCare.com for contact information. We also offer residential and commercial snow plowing. And most important, don't forget to tell us that Moondog sent you.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
Are you planning a painting project and don't know who to call? Decorator's Choice Painting Company is one of the most highly referred services along the lakeshore. Serving this area for over 20 years, we look forward to providing professional services for you. Call us today at 269-270-5785 or email us at decoratorschoicesh@gmail.com. Take a look at our work at decoratorschoicesh.com.
So meticulous, it's ridiculous.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
Hi, Tina Goodrich here with Jakeway Realtors, local to the South Haven community. I've been a full-time realtor for 16 years in Southwest Michigan. Let me put my years of knowledge to work for you. In today's market, you need a savvy realtor. Find me on Facebook or Instagram, or call me at 269-759-1076. Remember, when you think real estate, list with Tina.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Rob Bird's Moondog Show. Mason Dixon, Scott T. Let's Talk Real Estate time again with Tina Goodrich here. Tina, let's talk about a little real estate.
Oh, I got a question first.
Oh, well, come on, Mason.
So we were talking
about Mason.
Well, we was talking about your co-agent, Lanice. I don't know if you get shorthanded. If you get shorthanded at the studio, at the laundromat, does she know that she might have to go in there and fold some laundry for you?
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's coming.
Hopefully she's not listening because she's like, oh, no, 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 no. Have kids? Because if she has kids and all that stuff, then she's already doing laundry.
No, Lanice is young and upcoming. She just recently got married to her high school sweetheart.
Congratulations.
She recently got married and young, upcoming. She's got her license. She's also just graduated for pharmaceutical from college. So I'll let her tell
as a
you
pharmacist?
More about that. Yeah, I'll well, let, you what, tell, let her tell
well, what
more
is
about
she
that.
Doing with that? I think like starting salaries for a pharmacist is six figures plus.
Well, you know, as far as real estate goes, we talked about how you're able to do a second job. A lot of realtors may have a second hobby or a second job that they're doing, and you can, you know, most realtors can balance both of them out. If you're doing head on just straight real estate and you're really involved in having maybe like 15, 20 or more listings, then that, you know, you want to focus just on your real estate career because obviously that's consuming a lot of your time and effort. And there is great money to make in real estate if you're going to dive into it like that.
Well, it just seems very opposite ends of the spectrum from being a pharmacist to a real estate agent.
Right. For me and for Lanice, again, she's just
real estate
now
and laundry is kind of a big stretch, too.
For me, real estate and laundry, we didn't know we were going to own a laundromat. I'm actually looking at the laundromat again as a business investment. It just happens to be a laundromat and a busy one. We knew it was going to be busy, but it's extremely busy. So it does consume a lot of our time right now, really getting used to it and getting to know how this laundry monster runs.
Have you been able to bring a bunch of bags of quarters to the bank yet? And how did they work with that?
Oh, they're pretty heavy. No doubt.
Because like I said, I asked consumers that if I bring in a jar of change, they go through the coin machine and they take a little percentage of that. Do they do the same to you?
They might. No.
They wouldn't if it was dollar bills, but if it's quarters, they take a percentage.
It's totally different. I think it's a little bit different, especially if you're dealing with, you know, a little bit more in count.
Yeah. Well, you don't know how many quarters and change I've hoarded over the years because I've got a lot.
I think back in the day, most people did, you know, collect coins and some still do. I mean, I actually collect coins myself and have been for years.
I try to collect ones, fives, and coins.
And a lot of people bring in their cash, little banks of coins to do their laundry. It's just like, that's my laundry money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Village Coin has always ran by coin for 38 years, and the locals know that. And it's always been quarters.
Yeah. Do you think you might go to a cashless laundromat?
You can swipe cards in those machines too, can't you?
We do want to add cards. We are adding them. They'll be up at the counter here shortly where you can check out at the counter with a card for the wash, dry, and fold.
Okay.
Or if you wanted to put some money, you know, get some money off your card, we might be able to do that for the laundromat.
At a charge.
We do want to add some apps where you could actually do a pay range, maybe from your phone to the Pacific washing machine.
Okay.
So that's something we are considering on doing. But the right off the bat, we're just trying to get a hold of the laundromat, implementing a few new things. If you've come by lately, you will notice we just did a new color scheme.
I saw that Tom Bulkey. That he looked like he's running for mayor.
Yeah, he's done a wonderful job. He's done the first wrap around the top, and it's already did a great new look. We are doing three color schemes, so it's not done yet. But if you get a chance, drive by the laundromat or come by and see us.
Getting all that nicotine off the walls from back in the 70s and 80s when you can still smoke.
They do laundry.
I really wanted just to change the colors so you could see that it was a new business, you know, new owners. It's we kind of went with that beachy lake colors. So it's really popped. You seen it, Mason?
So you're talking like a sand color and a blue color?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did not see it.
Yeah, and actually no sandy color, but there's blues and turquoise.
Blues and turquoise, colors. Okay.
I just saw that Decorator's Choice, they had so many signs out front, I thought Tom Bulkey was running for mayor.
Oh, I was going to say, I thought you thought he was running the laundromat now.
Well, you never know.
He did ask if he could put a couple signs up, and I said, sure. Yeah. We just have one in every window. No, it's well-deserved. Tom's doing an excellent job. I tell you, when he puts his mind to things as far as painting goes, he really does a great job, and he focuses on it and gets it done. So anybody that's looking for a painter, we definitely recommend Tom Bulkey.
Yeah, He must really like you, because I know he had been concentrating on doing a little different thing that he's been doing with cabinets and stuff.
Well, you know, there's a great eye catcher there. We have just oodles of people that are coming in and out of the laundromat. You know, it's an essential business. So we get a lot of people coming and going. And of course, we're right at 354 Blue Star, which is real close to Phoenix. That demographic area is a very high traffic road, Blue Star in Phoenix. So we get a lot of people. I think Tom was thinking the same thing. Oh, boy, if I did that job, I betcha, you know, I might get some, you know, some cookies from it.
You know, or I would put a sign for your wash and go. I'd put a sign right over there, Bigby Coffee. That place is a turnstile.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
They are packed.
Yeah.
Why don't you just put a big mirror?
Like 20 cars going down the Blue Star Highway. Yeah.
Every time I drive by there, I'm like, who the hell would sit in line that long for coffee? But they do it. And
they do it.
Yeah.
What a genius idea.
Maybe you need to be wash and go and coffee.
Yeah.
Well, if you put a giant.
I'd love to implement them. You know, we tried to get a couple coffee bars to come into the laundromat. We haven't been too successful, but we're still, you know, we still got the idea to do some sort of a coffee bar inside the laundromat.
Well, I have to cut you off because we've got to go to a break here, but we were going to talk real estate and didn't even talk about it for a second, but we'll come back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
Hey y'all, this here's Racin Mason Dixon, and I want to invite you to check out my new video series, Racin' with Mason, on PowerTube TV. Every Monday night at 8:30 Eastern, a new episode is released. Watch the premiere and join in on the live chat. You'll find it at youtube.com/@WatchPowerTubeTV. Every episode is a new racing adventure. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe to the new PowerTube TV channel, and you'll be all set to go racing with Mason.
It is true. You can get quality social media marketing, radio time, and video production in one place. Moondog Productions specializes in all three. Now is the time to increase your presence and keep yourself in the public eye. Through Rob Bird's Moondog Show, Moondog Productions offers radio advertising, social media marketing, and video production that will get you noticed. Call Moondog Productions at 269-872-3049 to find out how we can design a program that will fit your budget.
A huge thank you to all of you that made Senior Services of Van Buren County a success. Hi, I'm Diane Ragosi, the Executive Director. Because of you, we were able to expand our service locations in 2023, which will allow for increased flexibility to meet the needs of our senior population. It is your commitment to Senior Services of Van Buren County that has provided the foundation and the ability to expand our services. Please call us at 269-637-3607 or visit our website at seniorservices-vbc.org.
Get your tickets now to the only event of its kind. The first annual Ram Salute is a music festival class reunion celebrating the graduates of South Haven High School. On August 26th at Lake Arvesta Farms, this over 21 event will be on an island. Yes, you heard it, an island. Five bands featuring headliner Nate Barnes will rock you all day and into the night. Go to ramsalute.com for tickets before they are all gone and you are sad. That's ramsalute.com.
Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich.
We're back on Robert's Moondog Show. Let's talk real estate with Tina Goodrich. Scott T, Mason Dixon, and Tina Goodrich on the phone. And we've been trying to talk for some real estate. We talked about her new co-agent. And then last segment, we were going to talk about real estate and didn't even at all talked about Goody's Wash and Go. But it's time for some real estate. What do you got going on?
The thought of bringing Lanise on board really has opened up some doors on real estate. I had a referral from our good friend Laura. She was at the Big Boys Club in the morning. There's a club that gets together, some business guys get back together for breakfast.
They don't do that at Big Boy. They close.
We don't do that at Big Boy anymore.
They go to Dave's Landing. The bakery.
Yeah.
Oh, so and did Scott you, might have been there.
Did you
I was there.
They drag
sometimes
that Big Boy.
McDonald's. Boys, they go to McDonald's
yep,
sometimes,
they go to McDonald's
too.
Sometimes.
And they drag that Big Boy statue inside so no one like Rob would
right.
be able
did
to
you
steal
see
it. Yeah.
I noticed that, too.
Why are you kidding me?
I knew
me?
Big Boy wouldn't come back. I just knew it because too many of them are selling across the nation now to, you know, places like the Texas Corral,
yep.
Panera Bread. Some of the newer, more upcoming restaurants are taking over. I mean, Big Boy's been around for 50, 60 years.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of their franchises are selling out. Hopefully we get maybe a steak house. Wouldn't that be great?
That would be nice. A Mr. Burger would be nice. Like the old
yeah.
Fables. How nice
yeah.
would that
I'm
be?
Sure get
yourself
we're
going to
get something. We're going to get something good there. I just don't know yet, but I'm sure of it. We're going to get some sort of a great chain restaurant
man,
there.
Too bad there's not any, well, the chains just wouldn't come here, but I would just love to see a seafood place here.
I know. Wouldn't that be fabulous?
Mm-hmm. Maybe Red
like
Lobster
a
for the seafood lover in you.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, that'd be about the only one because Joe's Crab Shack, I wouldn't come up
I
here.
Would, what about just selling Lake Michigan fish? You know, we
they
could
can't do that.
Lakes,
you can't.
Lake Superior. You can't do Lake Superior fish.
You can't go. You
and,
can't go fish Lake Michigan and bring it back and serve them in a restaurant. You can't.
They
do
it up north.
Boy,
they
I
do
would.
Lake
check
Superior.
Out.
Whitefish comes out of Lake Superior. It is the best.
Maybe they have different
and
rules.
I don't.
Pretty...
You know, I actually see more and more restaurants serving whitefish in this area than I ever have. But I don't know if that has something to do with our lake perch or not. Because I know a lot of restaurants get lake perch out of state. It doesn't come
yeah.
from Lake Michigan.
Most all what they call why. Lake perch is actually ocean perch.
Yes, you're right, Rob.
Yeah.
Most people don't know that. Unless they ask.
Right.
But anyways, real estate.
Yes.
I got a couple of brothers that are looking to sell their blueberry farms. They've got two farms. One's an 18 acre. The other one's a 19 acre. And the one with the 19 acres has overgrown trees. They haven't been, you know, been taken care of as much. But it has a great pole barn and a great large pond on it for irrigation.
Nice.
And the other 18 acres is adjacent at the corner, at the far south corner, these properties connect. So you could actually, if you bought both of them, you could bring your irrigation from the other pond back to this farm. The 18 acres is a full producing farm, and they are producing and selling berries from that, from a picker.
Blueberries?
So, Yes. So okay. Both of them are blueberry farms, but one is overgrown, needs to be brush hog, needs to be cleaned up. Kind of some trees have taken over some of the berries. But what I like about these two farms is that they're in Casco Township, and that they're close to each other. They're adjacent.
Yeah.
So great areas maybe to build a home on. Or possibly, if you want your own blueberry farm, these ones are old school blueberries, like the Blue Crop, the Elliott's, the Jerseys. Yeah.
Is this the kind of farm that maybe a big farm would acquire, or is this kind of like a starter farm?
No, this would be a great farm for maybe like the Hartmans that, you know, that would buy some of the smaller farms and just do a picker on them.
Right.
So we do see that a lot with the larger farmers, such as the Hartmans, that buy the smaller farms and just throw their pickers in there and pick the berries. And they might be interested. I'll have to reach out to Dennis and let him know that these farms are coming up there. He'll probably know exactly who they are once I tell him.
Yeah, you know exactly. He knows what's going on anywhere around here for blueberries.
Oh, yes. They, no doubt, Rob, they definitely do. And I know some of the bigger guys like to buy these smaller farms for the old school berries. I mean, because we're doing a lot of hybrids now. And these old berries, I think they have something, you know. I mean, as a kid, we grew up with the Jerseys.
Right.
And you would take a handful of them and just, you know, kind of shove them in your mouth.
That's
and
right.
They're just full of just the best juice blueberries.
Just shove them in and go. So
and that favorites. Was when they had
the
DDT. Elliott's,
the Elliott berry is a late berry, if I'm not mistaken. So this berry comes into play after you've already picked the early birds, the Jerseys.
I think you're right on that, but I'm not sure.
Then the Elliott's come in, so you have like the second harvest.
Yeah.
And that's what's out on this farm is the Jerseys, Elliott's.
You've got a minute to talk real estate.
So those two farms are coming up.
How much?
Those are going to be somewhere around the 200 mark or less.
Okay, nice.
And then we've got a farmhouse that's going to be also in the Casco Township. It's got 5 acres. It's a fixer-upper, $175,000. And I thought that was a great price.
Okay, right.
5 acres, fixer-upper house, got some raised gardens in the back, $175,000. And let's see what else we got. We got the mobile home we talked a little bit about. That's coming live to the market. That's one out on Saddle Lake, half acre. Deeded access, and actually there's a dock there where you could tie a fishing boat up to. That comes with this property, and that one is $110,000.
Oh,
so you can't beat that if you're looking for something simple.
Yep.
2-bedroom older trailer, lake access to Saddle Lake, which is our big famous lake out in Grand Junction.
That's right.
For $110,000.
Okay.
So yeah, we've got some new listings that we're working on, and when Lanice comes on board with me, we'll be shooting these listings
Perfect.
Out.
Well, send us some contact info. How can someone get a hold of you?
Okay, so if you have any questions about the show today, you can always call or text me or come to the laundromat. Goodies Wash and Go.
There you go.
My
Bring
number 269-759-1076, and you can always find me on Facebook, social media, listwithtina.net.
Awesome. All right, Mason Dixon, speed out. Give us the speed out.
All right, as fast as I can go. Here you go, folks. If you want to listen to this show or any of the others, go to moondogshow.com. Go to moondogpro.net for video. trussandbirdband.com for music. HODfilm.com for the House of David Life Everlasting Films. Listwithtina.net, ramsalute.com. And thanks to our sponsors and advertisers, including UFCTreeCare.com, Masters Chiropractic and Rehabilitation, Gulata Imagery, Country House Furniture, The Blueberry Store, Pure Salon and Spa, and, of course, our favorite organizations, Drawing Children into Reading, their DCIR.org, and Senior Services with Van Buren County. And don't forget about me, RacingMason.com. And now, on the count of three, we all gonna howl at the moon dog. Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
Oh.
Howl at the moon dog.
Rob Bird's Moondog Show, subsidiary of Moondog Productions, can be found on the web at moondogshow.com. Copyright 2023. We'll